This shloka we are going through.
Huh?
Which shloka we are going through?
Same shloka. So this is actually what is being taught here in the ashram. Kathopanishad, second adhyaya, second valli, second shloka.
Hitopadesha. I am showing in Hitopadesha.
Yeah, this is the ashram camp, right? In the camp, there's a Kathopanishad camp going on. So in that camp, we are looking at Kathopanishad, second shloka, second valli, second mantra. Okay? It doesn't matter even if you're not part of the camp. You will at least know the words, right? Look at the Sandhi rules.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, one second, okay? Let me join the audio. 9 0 8 0.
Audio already there.
Yeah, audio is there, but I need to connect it to the participant so that it is not a separate phone number. Anyway, I'm done. I'm connected. Thank you. Sorry about that. So let me share the screen again. Okay. So what will happen is that if something like this happens, well, the same date you will find two recordings in the Zoom recordings anyway. Is converting this recording. Okay. So let it convert. So this is what it is, right? So here what happens here in this case, the last one that we are looking at right now. Okay. This goja, abja, goja, right? So I think all of the sandhi rules are identical. Here when you do this abja, goja, abja, goja, right? It is actually abjas. 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 Plus gojas. Okay. So when you do this, what will happen? The same rule applies. It will become a ru. So abja ru. Okay, ru, understand ru. Goja ru. Okay. Now, why is it ru? Why is important it is ru? Because if it was refa, then this next rule wouldn't have applied. Okay, so let us make it as ru. This doesn't matter. Okay. So right now, let's assume that there are these two words only. Abjaru, gojaru. Then what happens is that this is padanta refa and a pause is following. So it will become visarga. Okay, so abjaru and gojaha. Okay, now abjaru itself is a ru preceded by a, followed by an ash. Gakara is an ash, by the way. Okay, so then what will happen? It will become, come on, what will happen there? It will become yakara. Gojaha. Okay. Now it's a padanta yakara followed by a hal, a consonant. So padanta yakara, whenever followed with a consonant, it will be dropped. Okay. Become what? Abja. Goja. Now if you were to put a pause in between here, then the yakara will not come because yakara requires an ash to follow. Because and our pause is following. So then you go back to the refa. And the refa, if it is there, it's followed with a pause. Refa will become visarga. If you put a pause, it will be abjaha, gojaha, ritajaha, adrijaha. Between that ritajaha and adrijaha, okay, ritajaha and adrijaha, between these two, because akara is a vowel, right? Even goja and ritaja also. Goja and ritaja. Rutaja, right? Between this also, that yakara can be dropped optionally. One more option would be goja yu irutaja. Irutaja. Or, but that is not usually pronounced. Yakara plus rikara, you don't see that word anywhere, any usage. Okay. So rutaja drija, right? So it will become what? Rutaja Drija or Rutaja Yadrija. Okay, so that also is possible. So two options are possible here. The other one was is what? Rutaja Yadrija is also a valid option. Okay, now what you have to see here is that it is important to note is that whenever you see something scenario like this, right? Rutaja Adrija, the Akara here and the Akara here, they are not combined. Even Adrija and Ru, they are not, Sandhi is not done. If the sandhi is not done, is an indication that there is a visarga there. Okay, why is that important? Because Rutaja Adrija, let's take that example between these two, right? So the text shows what? Text shows is that Rutaja Adrija. Okay, now if Rutaja was Akaranta, because if it's a feminine Akaranta like Lata, Rama, which are Akaranta Shabdas, if it was a feminine Rutaja, it was a feminine Akaranta Shabda, then the Akara will get Savarna Dhira Sandhi. A and A would have together become Rutajadrija. Okay, but that does not happen. And what do you see? You see two words like this, Rutaja Adrija. Whenever you see that and the Sandhi has not happened, means always remember that the Yakara would have been there and that Yakara drops, right? Optionally in this case, that Yakara is dropped and Yakara comes in place of Visarga. The difference being this, Rutaja, if the Visarga was not there, right? If it is Rutaja, it becomes feminine nominative singular, like Lata, Rama. But the Visarga being there, it becomes Rutajaha. And that is same as masculine nominative plural, like Rama. Okay? So that subtle difference is what you have to note. Any questions here?
Yes.
Yes.
Rutaja Adrija vikalp optionally you said Rutajaya Yakara.
Yes. This is what it is. Rutaja Adrija.
Yes. So Yakara is Savarna or Dirgha Sandhi will not apply, right? Yakara is
no.
Or not? No.
No. What are you talking about? Right? Because if the Yakara is there is no Savarna Dirgha Sandhi, right? Because the Yakara.
Rutajaya. Rutajaya.
No. Yes, this one. Look at this. Can you see the screen?
Yes, yes.
Rutaja Yadrija. There is Yakara there. No Savarna Dirgha Sandhi question at all.
Sorry.
Okay?
Okay, sorry for that.
Okay, no problem. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, Swamiji mentioned in the class today. He was talking about a rule called Purvatra Siddham. The rule is 8-1. Right? That rule prevents the sandhi happening between the Rutaja and Adrija. Because when the sandhi tries to happen, that Yakara going away is not visible for that sandhi rule. It is Asiddhatva. Asiddhatvam rule is there. Okay?
So Kalpeshji.
Let us go. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted
no,
to
no,
know.
No, go ahead.
The year came from the Yan Sandhi?
No, the year did not come as a Yan Sandhi. Okay? The question is asked is that, for our friends here, I'm just going to repeat, is the Yakara coming from Yan Sandhi? The answer is no. Okay, you go back and let us take a look at the Sandhi rules which we did in the last class. Okay, in the last class, we did the Sandhi rule, Visarga Lopa Sandhi rule, and there we said, whenever you have a Ya, Akara, followed with a Ru, so Rutaja and Adrija. Adrija is an Ash, right? It is following. And the Ru will get replaced with Yakara. You see this? The Ru is getting replaced with. The Ru was actually the Sakara that got replaced with the Ru. Padanta Sakara becoming replaced with Ru. And that Ru, if it is preceded by A and followed by an Ash, then that Ru will get Yakara. because it is padanta yakara, two rules will apply. The padanta yakara is followed with a vowel, that is this part of the ash, then it will get dropped optionally. Right? So the yakara could be dropped or need not be dropped. Usually it is dropped. Okay, usually it is dropped. But sometimes you will see a yakara and then you'll try to figure out what is happening there. Then remember that the yakara followed with a vowel can get dropped optionally. So you got ruta ja yadrija. This yakara is not coming by yan sandhi rule, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yan sandhi always happens in the place of an ik. You always see what is a sthani. In the yan sandhi, ik is a sthani. What is a sthani here? Ru is your sthani. Ru is your sthani, okay? But the visarga sandhi rules, the ru is your sthani. Whereas in the yan sandhi rule, ik is a sthani. Ik is e u ril r. Okay, here ru. Ru is a refa ukar.
Okay.
Okay, so it is not a yan sandhi rule. So visarga lopa sandhi rule. Okay. Let us continue our discussion on what we were doing last class. Last class I said that whenever you have the padanta refa is followed with a visarga, is the padanta refa becomes visarga. When does it become visarga? Whenever a khar or an avasana follows, right? This is what we looked at. Okay, whenever a khar or an avasana follows, then the padanta refa will become what? Will become visarga. This is the main visarga sandhi rule, 8315. This padanta refa followed with a khar or a pause, it will become visarga. Okay, this is the main visarga sandhi rule. Then we said that let us expand that khar. We saw if it is ka, kha, ka, or kha, or pa, or pha, then we know that you'll get optionally either visarga or appa, appa, upadmaniya. Right? We saw if it is kakara, kakara, then it'll get either visarga or jivva mulya. That is why when we say the first verse, okay, what is the first verse of Hita Upadesha? First verse of Hita Upadesha.
Siddhi,
siddhi, sadhya satamastu. Asadatasya dhurjate janvi phenale keva yanmurdhni shashinaha kala or shashinak kala. So that jivva mulya is optional. Shashinaha kala or shashinak kala. So that we already saw. Appa appa, akka akka. These sounds can come in. 5a. Then we saw, let us look at what happens to what when the other kharas are following. When it is one of these sibilant, sha, 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 when it is one of the sibilant following, then that visarga, if it is followed with a sibilant, then it will be replaced optionally by a sakara or a visarga. Okay, so we saw some example there. Ishwaraha sarveshu becomes what? Ishwaras sarveshu or Ishwaraha sarveshu. So two possibilities happen. When sakara is following. When shakara is following, sha, palavya sha, shankara sha, ramas shete becomes ramaru shete, becomes ramaha shete, then in that visarga you bring in sakara optionally. It becomes what? Ramas shete. Okay. So it is optional. So you could bring in ramas shete or ramaha shete. And that ramas shete, because it is dantya sakara followed by a talavya shakara, will get shchutva sandhi. And that sakara will become talavya, will become palatal. Ramas shete becomes ramas shete. Okay. Again, whenever you have this sakara, shakara, shakara, it will optionally become visarga. There are two ways to say it. Ramaha shete or Ramashete. Ramaha Sarveshu or Ramas Sarveshu. Okay. Similarly, if you have Shakara also following, you have an optionality there also. Shridhara Shashtaha or other optionality is what? Shridhara Shashtaha. Okay. So this optionality exists. Then we saw, let us go back and look at the others, right? Look at the others. What are the others? What if at all takara is following? Okay. If takara is following, like devas tatra, becomes what? Devaru tatra, becomes devaha tatra. Now that visarga is followed with a khar, takara, we'll get a sakara. So devas tatra, it becomes what? Devas tatra. There is no optionality here. Okay. If you put a pause here, then you can say devaha tatra. Devaha, pause, tatra. But if you're doing a sandhi there, it will become what? Always devas tatra. Okay? You put a pause, then the sakara will go away. When the sakara will go, it will go back to visarga. Okay? And the visarga will remain as it is. Because the ru becomes visarga whenever a pause follows. Similarly, we also looked at cha. Cha. And I gave an example. Devas plus chinoti becomes devaru chinoti, becomes devaha chinoti, becomes what? Sakara again, devas chinoti. Now that sakara is followed with a talavya chakara, so devas chinoti becomes what? Devash chinoti. The sakara becomes shakara again. This is a shchutva sandhi. The same shchutva sandhi rule that we saw earlier, the same shchutva sandhi rule comes here. Okay, then we looked at some example here, that question that was asked online. Our friend asked that question. We looked at that. Let's see what happens when some of the other letters follow. Okay. And it should be obvious now, because this is talavya, you'll get a talavya. Okay. If because this is dantya, right? Tha is dantya. So it'll remain, sakara will remain sakara. Thakara and takara, it will become shakara. Okay, let us see some examples, okay, and then that will make it clear.
This book doesn't have that many examples. Same book. Okay, let us see.
So these are hard aspects.
No, actually you'll see them very often. Okay. You'll see these sandhi rules, you will see them very often. It's just that this book has some assumption. Some of these rules are previous sandhi rules, so you will say, okay, these are already done. I need not do it now again. Okay. So let us see. Okay. Got it. Okay. Let us see. One scenario would be that one second, okay. We'll bring up. Okay, so now I have all the examples we need. So we are looking at this scenario where what happens when one of the other letters follow. Okay. Too many screens, too many windows, so just bear with me. Okay, so let us see what happens when other thing shakara happens. Let's say you have ta varga vargas plus tadihi. Okay, something ta vargas tadihi. So sakara, you have sakara, so it comes what? Ta varga ru plus tadihi. Okay. Padanta ru will become what? Visarga. Okay. tavargaha plus tadi. Oops. Tavargaha plus tadihi. Okay. Now that visarga is followed with a khar. And that khar happens to be one of these, right? So it becomes sakara. So you get what? Tavargaha vargas plus tadihi. Okay. So this is a dantya sakara followed with murdanya takara. When you have that, the dantya sakara will become what? Will become? Will become murdanya shtakara. So tavargash tadi. Okay. So that sort of covers the ta. Similarly, the tha, even if it was a tha, even if when tha follows, okay, visarga plus tha when it follows, right? Then there also the visarga will become murdanya shakara. It'll become like this. Shashta. Okay? That is one example. Then let's see another example. What happens when tha follows? Okay. Tha when it follows. Tha also follows, it will just remain sakara by the way. Okay. In fact, tha you keep it aside for now. Okay, just bring sakara and keep it aside for now. There's another rule that comes up here, but let us see what happens. Okay, when you have visarga plus tha, okay, then it becomes sakara plus thakara. Okay, it just remains sakara plus thakara. Okay, then another thing. Then what remains? Cha. It is visarga plus cha. Okay, then it will become. Let's see an example. Visarga plus sha. Actually, there are a couple of other things that are in play there. That's why I don't have example here, because some of these rules I'm not taking at this point of time. But for now, just understand that it will become sakara plus chakara. Okay, and because it's talavya following, it will become sha plus cha. Okay, the sakara will become, then dantya sakara will become talavya shakara. Okay. I will go ahead and put all of these rules in a separate file for you in the Visarga Sandhi folder. Okay. Now with this, you know, we are now almost done with most of the major Sandhi rules, which are required, Ach, Hal Sandhi and Visarga Sandhi. So tomorrow class, you know, we will go with Hitopadesha and now use these rules there. All this that we have learned. Okay. And then we'll go back, keep and back referring to them. Once in a while, we'll find a new rule. Okay, I will then add that new rule to our list. Okay, there are still like 5-6 rules that are there in the Hal Sandhi. The nasal rules I have not done. The nasal rules, they are separate rules which are only for nasal.
Kalpeshi?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? You know that where you know all this kar in it can. It is basically kashatatapa and kashatatapa. There is a sequence in which it is being presented is unique in a way, and there has to be some reason. So I'm just wondering, it's so easy to memorize in terms of kashatatapa and kashatatapa.
That is okay. I understand. I understand your question, because the question that is asked is that generally, when you memorize it as kakha gagana, chacha jajanya, tatha dadana, tatha dadana, papa vama. The mutes are memorized like that. So why should we memorize it like this? Right? The Maheshwari Sutrani. Because Maheshwari Sutrani is not limited only to some of these rules that we are learning. Okay, Maheshwari Sutrani forms the basis of the whole Panini Vyakaran. Okay? So there will be a lot of rules that we'll be learning like that, right? And that order is important. The khar, that order is important. Because there could be another order called chav. When chav is taken, chatata ka pa, that is what is chav. Okay, so there is a way, there is a method to this madness. Okay, and there are like 4,000 rules of Panini Ashtadhyayi which are dependent upon this order. In fact, this order was created for those rules.
Understood.
Okay. Yeah. So there is a beauty in this order. It's very beautiful, actually. Once you start looking at those rules, right? So the thing is that the way that we are studying, right, is I'm not doing Panini as such, but we are using the methodologies of Panini. That way, if tomorrow even one of you who tries to go towards Panini, you won't find a completely different learning. For example, when I started studying Sanskritam first time, okay, I started the English way. Okay. And then I know what I knew was only hards and softs and those things, right? Not even what we are talking about right now. And then when you start looking at Antoine or something else, and suddenly the whole mechanism changes. Then when you go to Panini, Laghusiddhantakaumudi, again the whole mechanism changes. Right? So the whole idea of introducing it to here like this is tomorrow when you go back and look at it, even if you were to study Panini or whatever, any Panini, whether if you do Laghusiddhantakaumudi, Siddhantakaumudi, Kashika, whatever Panini, you'll find that this is identical to that. There's no difference in it. It just be an addendum to what you're studying now. More details. Good. Any other questions? When did I start learning Sanskritam? These are all Satsang questions. I started learning Sanskritam about 16 years ago. That's the first time I started looking at Ramaha, Ramo, Rama.
Kalpeshji, yeah,
but before that we are exposed to Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, so those languages we are exposed to. There is some similarity, but Sanskritam is different. I tell you, you know Hindi doesn't mean that you can know Sanskritam. It appears like you would know Sanskritam, but that's not true. Yeah, reading is easier. You're right. Reading is easier. Online, there's a question that is being asked.
No, I was just saying that you're brilliant. If you're learning in the last 16 years, that's up to you.
That is your beauty that you are able to sit through. I think the fact that you guys are all continuing through the class is a good sign. So please do continue. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu.
So please continue to teaching what you think.
Huh?
You also continue for teaching. We are there for your class.
Okay. Yes. We will continue the class. Okay.
Yes,
I will continue
like
the class.
Continue
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Om.
Bye bye.
Teaching you guys, everybody.
Now, that clue, like, ooh, this could be something we could do.
So yeah.
Now we're learning
that
now.
Nice. Parallel with this. So this is great. I'm lazy. See,